Catholic Spirit Radio presents the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, Vice Postulator of the Cause of Canonization of Fulton Sheen, and also serving three parishes in Peru, Illinois. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart as we meditate on God's words. And now, here's Monsignor Sossaman.
Pray as if your salvation depends upon God. Act as if your salvation depends upon you. This famous saying from St. Ignatius Loyola inspired me this morning. Pray as if your salvation depends upon God, he said, which it does, of course. Act as if your salvation depends upon you, he also said. We must not become complacent. We cannot give ourselves over to the latest of the passing spiritual fads. We cannot become so convinced of our own salvation that we stop being vigilant about our own actions. Pray as if your salvation depends upon God. Act as if your salvation depends upon you. I thought of this the other day as I was musing on everything going on with this coronavirus. In honor of the visit of Mr. COVID to our country, we might rephrase St. Ignatius' famous phrase like this. Pray as if your health depends upon God. Act as if your health depends upon you. Now, we hardly ever hear the politicians or pundits mention prayer, but it is clear that prayer is severely lacking in our society during this time of trial. Plagues are not new. They go back for centuries. As each generation has met the various plagues, people have turned to prayer, believing that the current disease was in part punishment from God for sin, while beseeching him to end the scourge of the sickness. God is often moved by our prayers. He is often moved to send his grace and his healing to lift the sickness of people. Internet pundits and those who like to stir the pot would do well to begin or end their internet sessions with prayer and spend some other time praying for the health of their fellow citizens. We may expect to find God in the strong and earth-shattering events, but often we find him in quiet prayer. In the first reading of the Mass this Sunday, God doesn't come as Elijah expected in thunder, fire, earthquake, or mountain sounds. Instead, he comes in the quiet, whispering sound as it passes by the cave. We should and can respond to him in the whispering sound of our own prayer. When health experts suggested singing Happy Birthday twice while washing hands is the appropriate amount of time, I suggested that whispering the Lord's Prayer while washing hands accomplish the same task with prayer. Prayer is important, even practical prayer throughout the day, and never so important as now. Our actions are also important. Since the beginning of this pandemic, church officials throughout the world and our own bishop in Peoria have struggled with what the appropriate step should be. At all Masses, we are following the best practices issued by our bishop's office, made in consultation with 16 physicians from the hospitals in Peoria. In Peru, we continue having two outdoor Masses Sunday mornings for those who are hesitant to enter church. Those who are giving Holy Communion if they make physical contact must disinfect before continuing. And face masks are required by all who are attending church indoors. I would encourage all to follow the best health practices wherever you may be. As I said, we might rephrase St. Ignatius and say, pray as if your health depends upon God. Act as if your health depends upon you. In the Gospel today, the apostles who had been fishing the entire night see our Lord walking to them across the waters. Peter, who is always the enthusiastic apostle, jumps out of the boat to walk to our Lord. He did. He walked on the water a few steps, then his faith began to falter and he sank. Our Lord rebukes his lack of faith and then beckons him to continue further. During this whole time of COVID, we have been proceeding in faith, but from time to time our faith will falter, and we also see those around who are constantly quoting one expert or another in their negativity, many of whom are not praying, many of whom are not even taking basic safety precautions, which have helped to mitigate the severity of the sickness. We are confident that our Lord will give us strength to get through what we need. Let us turn to him in prayer. If you have been away from prayer, it only takes a moment to stop, to listen, to open your hearts. As we pray together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Join us again next Saturday evening at 9 or Sunday afternoon at 2 for the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, or replay his podcast on the CatholicSpiritRadio.com website. Inspired, we hope you faithfully attend one of our local Catholic churches where you are always welcome. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart this day and every day.